Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, as you know, yes, you know what I'm going to say. We consider that a sign of high intelligence, those of you who listen and continue to listen. Chester Elton is our good friend. He's Vice President of Performance Recognition at O.C. Tanner, the world's leading employee recognition firm. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of a couple of outstanding books, at least two that I know of, The Invisible Employee and A Care of a Day. And the last time Chester was here, he had just returned from Turkey. And since I don't get to go to cool places like that, you know, at least not lately, I get Chester back for one thing, just to find out about what's going on out there across the world, because he's made some other trips. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You just got back from another trip. How much fun did we have?
Yeah, well, we had a ton of fun on this one, actually. Yeah, we went to Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, and I got to tell you, the business climate over there is so interesting. You know, they're so eager for Western thought and what are you doing? And this time, actually, I've been there several times now. They actually invited me to bring my whole family, so I took the whole family to Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, and we had the best time.
Wow, tell us about Kuala Lumpur.
Well, you know, Malaysia is very interesting. It's a Muslim country, as you know.
Right.
And so it's very interesting. They have a secular law, but then they have Muslim law. So if you are a Muslim, the Muslim law takes precedent.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really interesting is they've got a really thriving business community. You might they're kind of famous for the Petronas Towers, if you might remember. There was a great movie years ago, Entrapment, with Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones and these giant towers, which are now the tallest twin towers in the world. And the climate for business is extraordinary. They're very, very eager to get the capitalist system going. And so we speak at conferences all in and around the capital, Kuala Lumpur, to business groups big and small as to how they might create a business environment to attract and retain good employees and therefore attract and retain good clients. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty exciting. Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
No.
The Muslim angle is interesting for business, isn't it?
There's a fairly decent Chinese population and a fairly decent Indian population. In fact, they call Malaysia the Little India because there are so many Indian families as well. And they tend to be very, very, very involved in business. And so a lot of times as you go to Malaysia, a lot of the people that you deal with aren't necessarily Malay. They're Chinese and they're Indian. It creates for a really interesting dynamic.
Right, absolutely. And I'm sure that that's challenging for you trying to help them navigate all those waters.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what's fascinating for me, Jim, is that no matter where we are, we ask people, what are your top, you know, business, what are your top people issues? And regardless of where we are, whether it's, you know, Singapore, which is very secular and heavily Chinese, or it's Malaysia, which has that mix, their top work issues are finding and retaining top talent. And then when you get that talent, how do you create an environment where they will stay with you over a long period of time? And as you know, our big thing is we teach people to create what we call a carrot culture, you know, a rewarding and engaging culture. And the phrase we've come across that we love is, thank you in any language is good business. So even though you may have all these different dynamics and climates and cultural mores and governments, that seems to hold true pretty much everywhere we go.
And recognition is universal too, isn't it?
It is. is. You know, we call it, it's funny that you bring up the different cultures, we call it the universal translator. You know, like you have your mission and vision and all that stuff, and a lot of times your line employees aren't sure what that means. But if you've got somebody that keeps your store open late for one of your best customers or stays on the line even though it's time for their break, and the manager or supervisor comes up and rewards that person, well, that translates to that employee what great customer service is. So that recognition, being the good communicator, also becomes the great translator as to what it is that you want as a business owner to have your employees do. And, of course, the big truth is something that's rewarded or a behavior that's rewarded is repeated. And that's why it becomes ever so more important for small businesses, big businesses, to understand the power of recognition.
Well, absolutely. And I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages. The universal aspect of recognition, folks, is the low-hanging fruit for your next performance leap in your company. Tony Till will be right back with Chester Elton right after these messages. He is the co-author of The Invisible Employee. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage because it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And check out our blog, which is updated every weekday, and the newsletter comes to you on Sunday by email. We have thousands of archives, including a number of past interviews that we've done with Chester Elton, our guest this half hour. You can go back and listen to all the great things that Chester has had to say about motivating employees. And Chester, I believe, and as I know you do, and this is a message I think we've got to get across to folks, is that when you're a small business owner, there are so many intangibles that don't cost anything that can be the difference in success and failure. And one of them is what you talk about, and that is making sure that you connect on a human level with your employees. You know, professionalism is important. The skills in doing the job is important. The training, all the strategy, all those things. But when it finally comes down to the same reason your customers do business.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, what you're talking about there is, you know, you've got all these leadership skills that you put together. You know, you learn how to balance the sheets and, like you say, the professionalism and putting your shop together and your signage and the whole bit. But the whole plan gets executed by the people that work for you. And if they're not engaged and if they don't understand, you know, the importance of your business and the importance of your clients, then, you know, you're going to have a tough go of it. We talk about that right now as engagement. That's kind of the buzzword in business. You know, I've got employees, but I need engaged employees.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking at, the latest statistics that we've pulled up, we've partnered with a wonderful organization called the Jackson Organization. And we wanted to know if managers that are high users of recognition, what do their engagement scores look like? And, you know, it's the classic quartile. You know, you got the four segments, the ones that never do it, that sometimes do it, that occasionally do it, and then that are big users. And the difference in engagement is huge. You know, those that don't do it can have around 8% engagement. Those that do it sometimes around 11. You know, those that are sort of frequent but not consistent are around 17%. But managers that are consistently high users of recognition, their engagement scores are 73%. I mean, that's a quantum leap. Now, just to kind of extrapolate those numbers, what it means is that if you're really inconsistent in your messaging with recognition, you're going to have around, you know, 15, 16, 17% of your people will consider themselves highly engaged. But if you're one of those managers that really has a plan and you're consistently doing, as you mentioned, the little things, and by little things, mm-hmm. it can be I'm writing you a handwritten thank you note. I'm bringing coffee and donuts every now and again. I'm maybe giving up my parking spot so that you don't have as long to walk in bad weather. I'm taking an interest in you and your family, but I do it on a consistent basis. My engagement scores and my employees are going to be closer to that 73%. What does that mean to your business? It means everything. You know, employees that want to come to work, that are eager to help and serve your clients, help you build your business, those employees are invaluable. And you're
Chester,
exactly right. It's little things.
Well, and it's low-hanging fruit. It costs you nothing. And it's the human connection. But here's the thing, though, Chester. I want you to help us differentiate between recognition, making sure your employees know how you value them and when they do a good job, and being their friend. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's very important that we differentiate these things because somebody still has to be the boss.
Oh, absolutely. No, this isn't about being all warm and fuzzy all the time. And, you know, let's get a big hug and sit in the hot tub and sing kumbaya. Right. No. What we talk about, and this is a good strategy for your business leaders to write down, is frequent and specific and timely. The frequency, you know, as you know from being in radio, frequency is how often are you reaching them. But specificity is the key. What specifically am I rewarding? I'm not just coming and saying, hey, everybody, great job. Aren't you a snappy dresser? I love your sense of humor. No. Specificity towards the business. Boy, I love the way you kept the line going through there. The people were jamming up, and you know, people get frustrated when they don't get served at the till. Or, you know, I really appreciate the way you were patient with that and that customer. She was kind of confused, or he didn't really know what he wanted, and you figured that out. That's not being buddy. That's being, you know, specific about the business. And then timely, of course, becomes very important because it shows value. I'm right there. I know what you're doing. No, I'm not talking about, hey, let's talk about your kid's baseball game all day. Mm-hmm. That doesn't help me grow my business. I'm talking about what you're doing during the day. And that frequent, specific, timely is a great little way to kind of keep that in perspective.
Don't you also, if recognition is to mean anything, don't you also have to be consistent with the adjustments, with the corrections, the management, letting people know when they're falling short?
Well, sure, and that consistency again. You know, what employees, when we do our surveys and we consult with our clients and we ask employees, you know, what is it that you really want? One is clearly they want recognition. They want to feel like they're in on things. You know, ask me my opinion, let me help you build your business. But that third one is consistency. They want a consistent and fair message. You know, that doesn't mean you can never have hard conversations. In fact, it may mean that early in your career, where you need a lot more guidance, that there's going to be a lot of those kind of conversations. But what employees want to know is that, you know, it's going to be fair, it's going to be equitable, it's going to be consistent. You know, you're not going to treat me a lot differently than someone else.
Stand by, Chester. We're going to take a quick break. The book is called The Invisible Employee, also The Carrot. I'm sorry, A Carrot a Day by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. And I'm Jim Blasingame. Tintail, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17-till. I know it's not 17-till. It's 7-till. That got you excited, didn't it? You thought you were late, didn't you? No, actually, you thought you had more time, didn't you? 7-till, 53 minutes after the hour. That's what that means. It's good to be here with you. It's good to be here with Chester Elton, the co-author of The Invisible Employee and A Carrot a Day. Chester, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, it's real simple. It's www.carrots.com. We've got a wonderful free monthly e-zine that'll give you all kinds of tips on how to recognize and manage your employees, some great stats in there. It's a real good resource for research as well. If you're interested in numbers and why things happen, it's a wonderful place to go. So it's www.carrots.com. Sign up for our free monthly e-zine. We'd love to have you on our mailing list.
It's a good one, too, folks. I'm a happy subscriber. Chester, let's get back to this thing about being a serious manager, a serious business person, And a lot of people think that if the only way to be successful is to be a very serious business person, which means that you can't ever have fun with your employees, and you got to be careful not to let your guard down, and therefore it sort of represses the recognition element. How do we blend those two things together?
Yeah, you know, I get this all the time that, you know, you got to keep a certain distance. You're going to maybe have to fire these people or discipline these people. And if you're their buddy, it makes it harder and harder. I'm not talking about being a buddy, but, you know, you're spending a lot more time at work than you are at home these days. If you're not having just a little bit of fun, you're going to drive people away. You know, people do want to enjoy where they work. And as far as serious managers go, I mean, if you want to be a serious manager, you better figure out a way to make your work engaging. And I talked to him about this. I said, listen, when your customers come into your establishment, don't you want them to have a positive experience? I say, absolutely. Don't you want to feel like, you know, you care about them and you understand their needs and you're quick and efficient and you know a little bit about them? They go, absolutely. So, look, it's the same thing with your employees. You know, when they come in the day, you should be happy to see them. They're giving up part of their lives to spend some time with you. And, you know, recognition and having fun and creating a positive workplace environment, that's an essential part of building a great business. It's not just the softer side or boy, that's, you know, I'm look at me, I'm such a nice guy. That's smart business. Go ahead.
You know, one thing, Chester, that I was thinking about, imagine someone came to you and said, we're going to go spend 8 hours together. We're going to go do something. We're going to do something. And we're going to spend 8 hours together. Would you like to have some input into that?
Exactly.
You know, would you like to, what would you like to do? You know, I'm going to decide what we're going to do in that 8 hours, but you can give me some feedback on, you know, what kind of a situation we'd have, what kind of environment we'd have. You're going to say, well, could it be fun? I'd like that.
Right.
Could I be comfortable? Could I be happy being there?
Right.
8 hours is a long time, blessing game. You know, why would I want to spend 8 hours with you?
Exactly.
And so that's what you're asking your employees to do, aren't you?
Exactly. You know, we came across some great data from, you know, the great Ken Blanchard. And he asked, what are the top 10 things managers think are important? Well, the top two that managers talk about is compensation and job security. That's what they figure employees want. When you ask employees, they say, look, I want to be recognized and I want to be in on things. Mm-hmm. Just exactly what you said. Ask me my opinion. I always tell business owners, said, look, you think comp and benefits and everything is important? It is. You think job security is important? It is. But if they show up today, if they show up, it was good enough. Now what are you going to do? Right? Mm-hmm. Now you want to engage them, recognize them, and you want to ask them their opinion. Get them in on things. You know, get them involved. Let them take some ownership. You can have a lot more fun. You can have a lot more satisfied customers. And those employees will stay with you. You know, we talk about it all the time. You know, what's the most expensive part of business? It's turnover.
Yeah.
You know, keep them happy, keep them engaged, and you'll have a better business.
Absolutely, and the turnover element for small business is a killer.
Oh, it's huge. You know, people always say, well, you know, you're dealing with big companies like DHL and Avis and stuff. They've got people to spare. Well, no, they don't. You know, everybody, no one can afford to lose good people. But in smaller businesses, it's even more dynamic. I mean, if you've got 10 employees and two of them walk out the door, 20% of your workforce just left.
That's right. Hey, Chester, I got to wrap it up. Give me your website again, please.
www.carrots.com. Make sure you put the S on the end, and we'd love to have you on our monthly mailing list. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me, Jim. I sure appreciate
Thanks.
It.
We enjoyed it very much. Thanks for being here. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.